My guest for One-on-One this week is Will Tizard, an American journalist who has been based in Prague since 1994. Besides writing regularly for the Czech Republic's premier English language newspaper, the Prague Post, Will Tizard is also a food writer for the prestigious Time Out City Guide and the Czech and Slovak correspondent for the leading movie industry publication, Variety Magazine. When I met up with Will at a Prague restaurant, I started by asking him what first brought him to the Czech capital 13 years ago.
Downsizing in the American newspaper industry, best thing that ever happened to me. Didn't seem so at the time, perhaps. I'd been a crime reporter in Northern California. I'd worked at the LA Daily News, covering the courts and crime there, and they laid off a bunch of folks, and I'd just been recently hired, so I was one of the first let go, and thought that it was a good time to take some action on my daydream I'd always had for years about being a foreign correspondent.
And why did you choose Prague?
I think I didn't. I think I chose Berlin. I studied intensive German, and somehow, in passing through Prague, like so many others, you know, I decided I'd check it out for a few weeks, and here we are, you know, 13 years later.
In that time, you've established yourself as a restaurant reviewer and food writer for the Time Out City. I presume the catering trade in Prague has changed a lot in the time since you've been here.
Well, I think I sort of missed out on the really wild and woolly days. In the early days of the Prague Post, they had reviewed a restaurant that had some connection to the Vietnamese government, and it wasn't a positive review, and somehow one of the owners picked up on the fact that there was a review coming that wasn't going to be so positive, and the first thing that they did was offer a selection of girls, and when that didn't work, there were death threats. This is what I was told, but it hasn't been quite that wild in my experience, but I did feel at times that I was entitled to hazardous day for reviewing Prague restaurants. Things have come a long way since then.
What would you count as among your worst culinary experiences in this city?
Oh, man. This is one thing that expats get together and trade stories in. I think one memorable time was at a pizza place in Prague 8. I had this, I guess it was supposed to be marinated eggplant or something, but the thing was just swimming in oil. It was inedible, and the eggplant was burned black. And I informed them, you know, as politely as I could, that I really wasn't able to eat this. And the response was, well, you don't have to eat it, but you will pay. So, yeah, service. Always primo in the city.
Some people say it's come on in leaps and bounds since then. Would you agree with that? And like, how would you say Prague compares to other cities in terms of the cuisine it now offers?
Yeah, it has come leaps and bounds by Prague standards. You still sometimes get the fish eye, you know, from the waiter, and there are a few little old habits. Some of these habits are still fairly pervasive, such as having your food grabbed away when you look away and you're still only half finished. That still happens. Fun stuff like that. It's always an editor.
Besides writing regularly for the Prague Post, you're also its managing editor for a number of years. What was the strangest or most interesting story you covered in your time with the paper?
I oversaw some coverage of some pretty wild stories. I think one of the most interesting in the last couple of years was the discovery of all the German soldier bodies that had been stored in some facility for God knows how long. And the diplomatic flap over what was going to be done with them and by whom. That was one of those only in Prague or only in the Czech Republic sorts of stories.
In the last 13 years, I'm sure you've seen the free media establish itself in this country. And how would you rate the standard of Czech journalism now, 18 years after the fall of communism?
There's some very good reporting going on, and especially reporting on the political scene and the government. It's getting more thorough, it's getting more aggressive, it's getting more professional all the time, and that's nice to see. What's still troubling is the fact that the president, before appearing on, you know, a national television interview, is shown the questions that he's going to be asked, and he has control over those questions. If he doesn't like them, you know, either won't do the interview or that question will be dropped. This happens, and I think the Czech citizens deserve a lot better than that.
Besides your journalist work, you're now branching out into filmmaking, I believe. You're making a documentary on one of the stories you cover here as a journalist.
Yeah, I'm actually at work now on a documentary about the 20,000 children who are being raised by state institutions in this country. It's a shocking number because the UK, six times larger country, has something like 2,000 children in institutions. The whole system is sort of a holdover from the old regime. I think it's going to make a quite a mind-blowing film. It'll be called Warehouse, because that's basically what these kids have been put into. It's a great story that originated with some of the reporting at the Prague Post, but this is a chance to sort of capture the sights and sounds and the daily life of these kids and how they're faring under the system and how their dreams of getting out of it are being frustrated and what people are doing to change that.
Not only are you making films, but you also are the Czech and Slovak correspondent for the leading film publication Variety magazine. How do you think Czech filmmaking today compares with how it was, say, in the golden era of the 1960s when you had people like Ivan Pacer and Miloš Forman working here?
Well, that was an era. You know, hardship and danger really forges the best in any artist, you know. Like that line in The Third Man when they're, you know, referring to the Italy under the Borgias, you know, producing all these greats. I think that era is past, and you're not going to see auteurs of that stature emerging from a free market democratic country very often. But having said that, there's a huge number of talented folks that are doing really innovative films. That, you know, writers, writer-directors, writer-director-producers who all seem to be able to put together enough funding to get their movies made. And, you know, Czechs are very good at doing a lot with a little. The output is phenomenal. The range is phenomenal. It's really exciting to cover as a journalist, and it's really inspiring to meet these folks.
The Czech Republic and also the Slovak Republic, to a lesser extent, had a big reputation about 4 or 5 years ago as, like, great places for foreign companies to shoot films, you know, like, for example, Mission Impossible and, like, Les Miserables were shot here. Like, these are big Hollywood films. Does that still hold true to a certain extent, or are those days gone?
For big mega productions, you know, they've got their funds. They're not always trying to save every penny. The element to consider with a huge production that's shooting for 6 months is there's a morale factor, and actors and crews really enjoy being in Prague for 6 months, and that sometimes has as much sway in the final decision to come here as anything else. They wouldn't enjoy being in Sofia or Bucharest or out in the, you know, in the hinterlands in the same way. So I don't think Prague needs to compete dollar for dollar with all of the other locations further to the east. I think you're not going to see the death of shooting in Prague anytime soon.
You've now been here for 13 years, you know, so there's been quite a lot said about the changes that have occurred. What, in your own personal experience, are the most striking things that you've noticed happening?
It's not like we're the Gold Coast of Spain or something, but you sometimes wish that there was a little more restraint on developers. I mean, I don't think that when they were jangling the keys on Wenceslas Square in 1989, that anybody was envisioning the whole place sort of bathed in the neon light of strip clubs and, you know, with packs of British men, you know, doing stag parties, you know, wandering all around the town. That's obviously disappointing to see, but I don't know what's to be done about it. Other big changes? Well, we're sitting in a wonderful Greek restaurant in my neighborhood. You know, the lifestyle become pretty comfortable. Things aren't as affordable as they used to be, but you definitely have the sense that you're living in a real European capital. And yet you still have all the character and the charm. And I think this is still one of the great cities of Europe, and it's getting greater all the time.